This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
What is Entrepreneur Radio? Well, you're about to find out because we are here. I am here. And the editor-in-chief of the magazine is also here. We're going to tell you what Entrepreneur is all about. And if you haven't picked up an issue of the magazine lately, well, the editor-in-chief, his name, Jason Pfeiffer, is on the line. Tell the world, if they haven't picked up an Entrepreneur magazine lately, what are they going to see, Jason?
Yeah, well, thanks, Alan, and so excited for this show. So listen, if you haven't picked up the magazine in a while, then you're going to see a different magazine, and here's why. For the 40 years that Entrepreneur magazine has been around, we've largely been a small business magazine, because for those 40 years, or most of them, the word entrepreneur meant small business person, right? It was a narrow word, and it was not used that often. It was not spelled correctly very often. And that has completely changed in the last couple of years. The word entrepreneur now is a real cultural signifier. It's a mindset. You know, people identify with the word entrepreneur because we're in a different kind of economy right now, and you know that we have to take control of our own lives and our own dreams. It's no better time to be a brand called entrepreneur. And people always ask me, you know, you're running a legacy media product, right? I mean, it's a print magazine. That's how it started 40 years ago. How do you innovate like that? How do you innovate on something that, you need to be rethinking the way that we always say entrepreneurs need to be rethinking, constantly thinking. You're never one thing. You're always reinventing. So we're trying to be everywhere. We're being everywhere that entrepreneurs are because people get their information on the go. They get it so fast. And I think that they want to hear it in different ways. So yeah, we got this website where we have a huge contributor network of entrepreneurs who are writing about the things that they've learned. We've got the video network, which is really exciting. All sorts of new shows, constantly adding new stuff. We're launching a podcast network. We're getting out there with events. We're doing partnerships. And so it's really awesome to see everybody, right, from top athletes right down to high schoolers trying to make money on social media. They all call themselves entrepreneurs. And so what I thought when I took this magazine over was, you know, this magazine needs to speak to all of those people, all of them, from the bottom to the top. And there's a way to do it. And the way to do it is that we talk about the experience of entrepreneurship, because that is the same, whether or not you're running a venture-backed company or you're like a kid selling lemonade on the street, right? Everybody has an experience of entrepreneurism. And it means that you're risk-taking. It means that you're bold and you feel crazy and lonely at times and you're problem-solving and it's exciting and it's scary. And that's what the magazine's about.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Jason. That's the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. All right, it's now time to introduce to you folks the first guest on our show. He is a guy that experienced something that I never want to experience. He was on the airplane, Flight 1549. You heard about it, Miracle on the Hudson. Yes, he was also the last passenger off the plane. His name, Dave Sanderson. He is the president of Dave Sanderson Speaks, and he is going to talk to us about PTGS, post-traumatic growth syndrome. And believe me, when you've been through what this man has been through, you either get real depressed or you grow. And he'll teach us all how to do that. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. We're going to be here every week with stories like this to help you grow in your life and in your business. And us entrepreneurs, we stick together. Don't forget, check out entrepreneur.com and this month's issue of Entrepreneur Magazine. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Well, this song is so appropriate. Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. I know. And Dave Sanderson joining us right now. He is president of Dave Sanderson Speaks Enterprises. So DaveSandersonSpeaks.com. Again, trainer, author, mentor. Flight 1549, January 15th, 2009. A day in his life that he'll never forget, will you, Dave?
No, it's a day that's going to live in my mind for the rest of my life.
Well, I watched your TEDx talk, by the way. Great job. I took so many little, you know, snackable pieces of wisdom from it. I want to spend a good long time with you. I met Sully, I don't know, it's been around Christmas time. What an awesome dude. And I have to say that, okay, you know, yes, you were part of something that people call a miracle, Miracle on the Hudson, right? And when you're part of a miracle where everybody could have died, but they didn't, and you were the last guy off the plane, you got to be like, it's like fairy dust got sprinkled on you, and you either become bitter or better. You either become traumatized or you become enlightened. So for Entrepreneur Radio, I mean, we're going to make this fit because in life as an entrepreneur, in business, and in just in life, people have things that happen to them all the time that we could call traumatic, right? And in business, you can, a good example for me, I had one deal one time, I was having a great lunch with somebody, sitting there yakking, talking, having a salad, all of a sudden my phone rang, and it was one of my biggest clients. And they said, do you got a second? I go, oh, sure. I stood up. I said, you guys, I'll be right back. Went outside. They basically said, listen, we're going to pivot. We're going to do things different. And we're not going to be working with you next year. And I was like, what? Huge amount of money. I'm telling you what, a flush went through my body. I was, you know, life and death for a couple of minutes there. But I realized this too will pass. And this now is today's challenge for me. So I believe that Flight 1549 and the miracle on the Hudson and your story can help a lot of entrepreneurs. And that's why I'm having you on the show. And we're going to go deep. We're going to go deep, long, far, and we're going to have you mentor us a little bit. So where do we start? Can we start with what was that moment like when Sully came on and said, brace for impact?
Yes, and thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to be on with you. So yes, when up to that moment, nothing extraordinary. When he said those words is when I think me and pretty much everybody else on that plane knew that something serious was going on. He used the word dire, and that's what if you saw the movie Sully, he speaks of that moment.
Right.
But that's I knew it was serious at that point because I was in seat 15A, looked out the window, I saw fire coming out underneath the left wing. But what really got my attention was when he miraculously, he gets to get all the credit for gliding that Airbus over the George Washington Bridge, because he only cleared the bridge by about 400 or 500 feet. And when I looked out the window and I looked down, people's faces were looking straight up at us. So I knew that we were pretty close. And, of course, you look out front, the only thing you saw was water. So it was the moment that probably, I think pretty much myself and pretty much everybody I've talked to who was on the plane thought this is probably pretty well it, because you never have seen a plane crash in the water that turns out positive.
Yeah, right. Well, and here's the thing for the folks that are just joining us. Dave Sanderson, he was one of, I don't know, how many people were on that plane, by the way, Dave?
155 people.
So, and you were the last guy off, and you had to make some big, big decisions. You were
last
faced...
passenger off. Captain Sullenberger was the last man off.
There you go. Well, you know what, and thank you for that correction, because that's important. But you were faced with a crisis situation, and you experienced growth. And that's what I want to have you talk about on the show today, and that's what your TED Talk was about. I tell everybody, go see this Dave Sanderson on TEDx and listen to his message. And we'll try and regurgitate some of that here, but I'm going to, of course, interrupt you about 100 times because I have so many great, you know, questions. By the way, and everybody, Dave's job, one of his jobs at the time was he was a security director for Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker. So, I mean, you know, you were probably at that moment thinking to yourself, now I have been called to do something big here. And in that moment, you had to make the choice to stand up and be ready or to say, get out of my way. I'm jumping out, you know. So I want to spend the time going through some of this stuff with you. What went through your mind after you hit the water, everybody's freaking out. What was the mindset that you were sitting there thinking, you know, I need to do something to help my fellow man? Can you just walk us through that?
Well, when we hit and I knew that I was alive, of course, that was positive. But, of course, water started coming in immediately.
Right.
So my initial game plan was get to the aisle, get up and get out. But when I got to the aisle, of course, when everything started changing and everything that I learned and trained for, I think, started coming into play, because I heard my mother, who had passed away in 1997, say something in my head. And she said, if you do the right thing, God will take care of you.
Right.
And the right thing for me was you take care of other people first. See, I played sports, and I did athletics, and I did Boy Scouts, and I was always grew up around a group of people. And where I lived in southern Ohio, everybody took care of everybody. So I went towards the back of the plane and to see if anybody needed help. And there was one lady who needed some help, and we started helping her get out. But then it was my time to get out of the plane. And so we're waist deep in the water now. It's back of the plane. The bins have broken open, so luggage has flown out. And so every time you took a step, you hit something. You didn't know about somebody's body or a piece of luggage, but all the further I could get up, Alan, was 10F. Oh. And when I got to the door to get out, I was just going to get out like everybody else.
All right, hold it. This is like that thing where you carry people over through the commercial break.
Okay.
We're talking with Dave Sanderson. He is the last passenger off the aircraft. And an amazing story, Miracle on the Hudson. And Dave, a great story. We're going to be together here. And how does this relate to entrepreneurs? Stay with us and find out. We'll be right back.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today. Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Check out our website too, entrepreneur.com, Facebook, all that kind of stuff, Entrepreneur Media. And now, the new radio show, which you're listening to. Our special guest is Dave Sanderson, president of Dave Sanderson Speaks. And by the way, he has a book, came out January 2016, called Moments Matter. He was telling us a story, and I had to cut him off because the commercial breaks. Don't you hate that? But the reality is you also were involved with the book from 2010, Brace for Impact, with 24 others that were on the plane. You have your own chapter. There's so much going on in your world. We're going to tell everybody all about it, and you've got a new video series based upon the book Moments Matter. I think you're going to give away a little something there later on the show. But I want to continue on with the story. So you went to the back of the aircraft, you helped somebody, and you're thinking to yourself, all right, let's wade through all the junk in the water and you're waist deep. Continue from there, Dave.
So as I was approaching the door, I went out to 10F, which was the side, and I thought, like everybody else, that I would just get on the wing and or the boat. But when I got to the door, it was an amazing sight. There was no room on the wing or the boat for me. So that's why I was in the plane waist deep in 36-degree water for roughly about 7 minutes, holding on to the lifeboat, because the lifeboat was floating out into the river based on the current of the Hudson River.
Right.
And so I held it close so they could actually get out on the wing. So that's why how I became the last passenger off the plane. And Canley, it wasn't the initial game plan, but
right,
that's what turned out. And I think it's based on the training and my mindset that, you know, you take care of other people first.
All right. I love that. Your mom's word, can't. She didn't like the word can't. I like that because, see, I grew up that way too. Whenever somebody would say to me, you can't do this, I would think, well, we're going to show you we can. So let's talk a little bit about what happened next. So now your life has changed. What went through your mind once you finally realized, you know, all right, I am alive. I'm going to be alive. What do I do with this opportunity that God has given me?
And that's a great, great distinction because, you know, once I got back to Charlotte and the media blitz was on and I was doing media and with the captain and other passengers and all this was going on while I was still working and still doing my security detail with Mr. Robbins, I had the opportunity to speak at my church, and something happened at that first talk I ever gave that really sort of put me on the pathway and realizing that I could impact people's lives. And what happened was, after I got done speaking, a lady came up to me and grabbed my arm and looked at me in the eyes. I was questioning if there's a God, and I don't believe in miracles, but you are physical evidence that there is a God, and he does miracles. Thank you. And all of a sudden, you know, she looked me in the eye, and I saw two gentlemen start crying profusely right in front of me. And I started realizing what happened to me that day had now impacted somebody, and maybe I have a different pathway. Maybe I have a different calling. And that's what really started me on a different direction of how I could impact people's lives. And I was very fortunate to have Tony not only do a little video about me, but also coach me on how to really put these things together in a way that can serve people at a higher level. And that's what started me on my, not only my speaking and other career, but being an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Well, and that's where we'll pick it up from there, Entrepreneur Magazine. And obviously, we want to learn as entrepreneurs what you learned from this, what you call a post-traumatic growth syndrome, PTGS. And this was your midlife jolt, as you call it. So, PTGS, Dave.
I didn't even know what that term meant, PTGS, post-traumatic growth syndrome, until somebody from AARP magazine approached me to do an article, an interview. And, Canley, I didn't know what they wanted to talk to me about. And, Canley, I thought I was too young for AARP anyway. But, you know, I said, okay. And they shared the reason why they wanted to talk to me. And the reason why was that they had done a professor from UNC Charlotte had done some studies on how people grow from a traumatic life event. And they used me as a case study, and they wanted to know my strategies on how I grew from this kind of event into public speaking and books and everything else. So they did this article on me about post-traumatic growth syndrome, and it really opened my mind out, not only about what that I took a different pathway than a lot of other people did, but how I could help and impact other people. And so I started talking more about the strategies and lessons from that day, and how not only the ordinary people who are having everyday life go about how they can grow, but how business people can actually take those lessons from that day, how I did, and apply them when they have what I call a personal plane crash, whether it's, you know, whether it's something personal such as a fire, flood, or health scare, or if their business is in challenging situations or sales are not there, how can they use these? Because I was a top producer, so I try to sort of link it to that, and that's what I've been doing, which has been very – I've been very, very blessed to be able to do that.
You know, it's interesting. I was telling that story about how one of my customers went away. That opened a door for another customer to come in, or for me to get depressed and never get another customer, because who wants to be on the bummer boat? They want to be on the party boat, you know. So I kept a great attitude. And oddly enough, I got the next bigger client that I would only dream about having, because I had to let go of that other customer. The customer that left me was the one that was supposed to leave me to make room for a bigger customer that would have never come to my door and knocked on my door, because I would have already been in bed with the one that was their major competitor. It's very interesting how life works. Let's take a little break here. I have so many questions for you. TEDx speaker Dave Sanderson, Miracle on the Hudson. He has a new book out, by the way, folks. You can check it out. It is called Moments Matter. I'm Alan Taylor, Entrepreneur Radio. I'll be right back.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Special guest today, Dave Sanderson. He is president of Dave Sanderson Speaks Enterprises, DaveSandersonSpeaks.com. And when U.S. Airways Flight 1549, or the Miracle on the Hudson, ditched into the Hudson River on January 15th, 2009, Dave Sanderson knew exactly where he was supposed to be. And I salute you, brother, for having the courage, having the humility to risk your own life for somebody else. And you said something in your TEDx talk: if you have the humility to prepare, you will have the confidence to execute. I love all that stuff. Those are the little golden nuggets that I like to take through my life with me. Thank you for giving me a bunch in your TEDx talk. We hope that we're delivering a bunch right here on this radio show today.
Well, thank you. And like you were talking before we went to the break about how some doors close and other ones open, that, of course, as I just mentioned, that's sort of what exactly happened to me on a bigger stage. That, you know, things started opening up for me, and not only from the opportunity to go speak and learning how to do that, but, you know, giving back to the American Red Cross, what I do with them, and getting to meet so many people. I think all these things, and that's why I love that quote about you have the humility to prepare, you have the confidence to execute when your moment comes, because it's all about the preparation. All these things in your life, and that's why we call the book Moments Matter, because all these moments in our life that we don't think that really mean anything, one day they all may add up to make that one difference to something's going to change in your life, and you can take advantage of those moments that you learn something, and that's the preparation. So when something hits you, whether it's positive or negative, you can take advantage of it, and you have the confidence to take the ball and run with it. And that's what happened not only that day on the plane, but after the situation and when I left the corporate world, because that was a big challenge for me and my family. I've been a top producer in pretty much every company that I was with, and here I am ready to take a big leap of faith. And I knew that I had to, I put in the time, and I knew I had to do it, but I had my family to consider likewise. So all these moments that came in, that's when I had the confidence to do what I did when I did it.
Well, I love it. That moment, that defining moment for you actually turned you into a full-bore entrepreneur.
Yep.
It's like, wow.
You're right, from zero. Zero to 100, and that's exactly what happened to me.
All right, so I'm going to throw some words out that you used that, to me, I want to go deeper on. Internal dialogue.
So those are the questions you ask yourself. So, you know, there's ways to manage yourself and manage the way you manage your mind and your state. And I talk about managing your body. This is what Tony teaches. So this is nothing new. All I did is put it into action.
Right.
The way you use your body, physiology, your internal dialogue, the questions you ask yourself consistently, and that'll really determine how you're going to, what kind of state you're going to be in. That day on the plane, I give people an example. The third way is, of course, what you focus on. And that day, Captain Sullenberger had to use his power of focus to do what he had to do to execute what he did, which was a true, amazing miracle. I had to manage my state and manage my mind through my internal dialogue because I couldn't get up and jump around and move my body. But so it was the questions and things I was telling myself in my head about the strategies of what I could do to be able to hopefully survive. If I survived the crash, what I was going to do. So that one thing right there, the internal dialogue, is one of the major ways that you can keep on track on where you want to go.
I love it. By the way, you said, you know, that Captain Sullenberger, he had maybe say that again, because I want to make sure I said it right, because go ahead.
His power of, he had to use his power of focus.
Right. So he used his power of focus to perform a miracle. But when I heard him speak, he literally said, it's what I did every day. I was all my life, right, preparing for if this happened. So to him, it was eventually going to happen. It just happened that day. That's the way he thought every day. So consistency over intensity that's my mantra lately. He was very consistent. And for him, it was just another day on the job. But also you use the word humility, the humility to prepare, because at some point you have to honor a calling that is higher than yourself. And in this case, it was the lives of all those other people. That was the calling. And that's why you needed to be consistent, because someday it may happen. Right? And it did. I love all this. So hearing your perspective, hearing his perspective, of course, Dave, we all honor him for the amazing thing he did. But to him, it was just another day on the job. I love that.
That's what he was paid to do. And exactly, that's one of the things I honor about knowing Captain Sullenberger. It's when we spoke together in Illinois last year, we spent some time one off and we had this discussion. And I think he was a very humble and he had a lot of humility. He still does, and I think exactly right. All these things he prepared. He's like you said. He took his 40 years of preparation and basically cashed it in on one moment.
Yep,
and that's what he did, and I think that's what we all did that day.
Absolutely. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Our guest today, Dave Sanderson. He is the author of a book that is called Moments Matter. For a moment. Because moments matter. You have a video series coming out, and I think you wanted to offer something out to the folks that are listening.
Sure, Ron. Thank you very much. So one of the things I talk about in the book, Moments Matter, and one of the topics I really go deep into is called sensory acuity, using all your different senses and modalities to be able to communicate effectively. And this not only goes to personal, but also relationships, especially in business negotiations. So to be consistent and congruent with my message, well, what I'm doing now is in alignment with the book, we did a video series based on the book. So each chapter has its own standalone, about 10 to 12 minute segment where I can just go quickly and tell you really much the strategies behind each one of these areas. So I would like to offer everybody who's listening, if you go to my website and leave me a note, I'll be more than happy to send you the first chapter as a way to introduction to Moments Matter around the area of certainty, which I think right now is what people are looking for right now, is how can they have certainty in uncertain times?
Yep. Dave Sanderson, just how it sounds, DaveSandersonSpeaks.com is the website he's talking about. Again, the book is Moments Matter, hashtag Moments Matter, hashtag Miracle on the Hudson, all those good things. Again, he was also involved with the 2010 book Brace for Impact with 24 others that were on the plane. This is also interesting to me because when you are called to stand up in life, sometimes it's in business, sometimes it's in a situation where there's a crazy person. You know, I remember when I was younger, a little boy was floating by in the river and I jumped in and grabbed him. And you know, I mean, it's like, who wouldn't, right? Well, a lot of people wouldn't. But in my mind, I just did what came natural to me. It does not always come natural to people. And so that's why when I said to you, internal dialogue, I think we have to be careful to, you know, not to always listen to so much of the chatter inside of our own heads, but be willing to just act on something intuitive. Would you agree with that, Dave? You had to do that.
I totally agree. I think there's so many things going on right now in this country and around the world that people question very quickly the intent. And there are times when you have to sort of check that. Like I tell people, one of the biggest examples of that plane was people check their egos at the door.
That's right.
And I was in a movie called Be Who You Are, and I was doing interviews, and I got a question, and this really sort of tells you what we were just talking about. I'll give you an example. And someone asked me that in an interview, were any lesbians or gay or transgender people on the plane? Were they treated differently? I said, my answer was,
who knows?
I don't know, but Kaylee, no one ever thought about it. Everybody checked their egos at the door.
Right.
Everybody was in it for the big picture for everybody else. And Kaylee, I could care less.
That's right.
Of who was there.
A human life is a human life, right?
That's exactly. And that opened so many minds and my worldview to so many things. That's what I talk about in my TED Talk.
Yeah.
Is my biggest change was my worldview.
All right. Let's come back to you, and we're going to talk about halftime of life. And we're talking with Dave Sanderson, again, author of the book, Moments Matter. I'm Alan Taylor. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. And there's a great lesson here for entrepreneurs. The word, I think the key word is courage. And we have to find out how to find that and tap into that. Again, we'll be right back with more of Dave and Entrepreneur Radio. Stay with us.
Is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, don't forget, check out our website, entrepreneur.com. Make sure you pick up an issue of the magazine on newsstands everywhere, Entrepreneur Magazine, and of course, Facebook. Again, this radio show is pretty much brand new as me as the host. I'm having a great time. I am an entrepreneur. I actually consider myself a serial entrepreneur. So what I'm trying to do is talk to my friend here, Dave Sanderson, about his experience being involved with the Miracle on the Hudson with Flight 1549, January 15th, 2009, and how we can pull from this how Dave went through the whole post-traumatic growth syndrome, which is PTGS, and he's had his, what we'll call now, his halftime of life, and pull leadership out of this. Because you today are not the guy you were before this happened, right? So
no, I don't think so. I think I grew dramatically after the incident on the Hudson River.
Halftime of life. Talk about that.
Well, it's really interesting because I never thought of halftime of my life of any certain age, which a lot of people think maybe is 50 or 40 or whatever that may be. But about 2.5, 3 years ago, I was invited to Dallas, Texas, to be a part and work with an organization by the name of Halftime. And I was talking to the CEOs, and I attended one of their sessions. And what I realized is there's so many people that go through their lives, especially people in corporate life, and I was in corporate life at that time, that Canley, you know, you go through, it's like, is this, I'm making a lot of money, but is this all there is?
Right.
And I think that's what, when a lot of people get through a challenging situation, because they know they want to do something different, but they don't know what to do. And this is what this company, and that's why I work with this company on helping them find people who are in that situation. But I think what happened to me that day was sort of my halftime, because And I liken it to what my minister said. It's like you went in the water one person, you came out another. It's because everything sort of opened up, like the skies opened up for you, and you had a different mission. And my halftime was realized at that moment. It's like, okay, your corporate life, you can still do it, but you have a bigger calling.
Dave, you had a flaming baptism, brother.
And that's exactly what he sort of said.
Right.
And I think it's exactly that's what happened to me. I had a very visual, a very kinesthetic, bang in the head about my halftime. But I think most people get to that point where they're adding value, but they have no joy in it.
Right.
And I think that's a problem. That's why people quit their jobs and there's so much turnover. But then all of a sudden they don't know what to do. So halftime is when you need that clarity of that moment. And there's people out there that can help you. And that's one of the things I try to do, help people too, is understand when that moment comes, what's the mindset you need to have to take that next step? What is your passion, and how do you go about your passion? Because that's exactly what I did.
Well, so many folks that are perhaps successful in corporate life, they get to a point where they've looked at the culture that they're involved with and think to themselves, well, what profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul in the process? And they go, I've got to do things differently. And that's where I think an entrepreneur is born, where they look around at, the other people on the airplane and say, I'm going to go to the back and make sure everybody's out. I'm strong. I can deal with this. I have faith. I have courage. And, in that moment, like, remember the cartoon of the Grinch that stole Christmas and he needed the strength to make sure that the sled didn't go over the cliff with the little kid in it, and his heart grew 10 times in that moment. Dude, that's you. That's you. So
I don't know if I won't be the Grinch, but yeah, I'll take the metaphor.
Right, but he was no longer the Grinch. Now he was the good guy, right? I mean, and maybe you weren't the Grinch, but maybe you were before.
Maybe I was.
Right?
Maybe this was the eye-opening experience that I needed to change courses and be able to add more value to people than looking at my own personal significance.
That's right. And I think that is the journey of so many entrepreneurs as we go, I've got to do things a different way. I mean, I struggle with it daily here in my own company. It's like, I get frustrated. I get mad. I get, I'm happy one minute. I'm down the next. And there's this roller coaster of emotions. And so I guess, for me, I'm always trying to find that whatever it is, meditation, be still and know, whatever you want to call it, where I can find myself and what my core beliefs and like what is most important to me in life, what is that all about? And then I can apply that to my business. And I think that's kind of, what we've been talking about here, because you have a very extraordinary, unusual situation. And we're trying our butts off to learn a little bit from you about how the rest of us can dig into ourselves and find what you have found. So we're going to take a break, come back and talk about certainty on the other side here at Entrepreneur Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, you know what? I'm just having a blast talking to Dave Sanderson. Again, U.S. Airways Flight 1549 or the Miracle on the Hudson. The last passenger off the plane was Dave Sanderson. DaveSandersonSpeaks.com. You can find him there. He's a trainer, an author, a mentor, and his book, Moments Matter. You can find that at his website. Dave, I know that you do train folks and what have you. So the question is key lessons, and we talked a little bit about certainty, but what are some of the key lessons you can give us in these final moments of Entrepreneur Radio?
Well, thanks, Al. One of the things I love to talk about and teach in my workshops is around leadership, because I think that's what a lot of people are looking for right now, is stepping up and who can be a leader. And that day there were leaders on the plane, and the one thing I learned from Tony years ago, which I employed that day, is the most uncertain times, the person with the most certainty will become the leader. And in a company, that could be your janitor, that could be the CEO, whoever has that certainty. So I'll give you a quick story about leadership and how it really ties to certainty. So back in 1999, I had the honor and privilege of escorting a gentleman named General Norman Schwarzkopf.
Ooh.
And it was daunting to be with a four-star general.
Right.
But I was with him, and it was my responsibility. So while I was with him, I asked the general, I said, may I ask you a question? He came back and said, are you just asking or you really want to know? And I said, I really want to know. He said, go ahead and ask. And I asked him the question. And the question was, how did you win that war in Iraq so quick? And he gave me his pat answer. Everybody has a standard answer.
Right.
And I said, can I ask you another question? He goes, no one ever asks a general a second question. And I said, whoa. He said, well, go ahead. I said, how did you really win it? And he sort of looked at me like, this is pretty audacious. No one's ever asked me that question.
Right.
And so he gave me the answer. And the answer he gave me was, every day I would come in and people would come to me with their problems. The women couldn't drive tanks in Saudi Arabia. Women had to cover their heads. They had to pray five times a day. And I kept reminding the troops, how does this contribute to kicking Saddam out of Kuwait? He said, he kept going back. He said, that was all I did constantly, was remind people of the mission. I had to give them certainty in the mission that this is all we were going to do. And so it explained a lot to me, A, why he didn't go to Baghdad. But B, a big lesson on leadership was about giving certainty around the mission and being behind it and being totally congruent with it. Mm-hmm. And that was not only what happened that day on the plane. I get to talk about that, but there's so many examples of people who are leaders in companies, and they set the mission, but they're not congruent with it.
Mm.
And so therefore, they're flailing. And maybe that's why they're not progressing the way they are. So that's what I talk about in my workshops, is how to set these missions and these strategies on how to do that, with giving certainty and persistence and risk assessment, all these little strategies that I use that day on the plane that works in business just likewise.
What are you most proud of, Dave?
I'm most proud right now of having a family that's healthy. And, you know, I would have to say that was one of the biggest changes in my life, Alan, because up through the plane crash, I was pretty focused on the career and doing what I thought a dad should do, but I was leaving a lot on the table at home. But my relationships with my family changed afterwards, and when I started focusing time on them, and all of a sudden we have a very happy and growing family and everybody's healthy. I think that's what I'm most proud of.
I love that. The final takeaway from this entire thing, what do you think is the biggest change in Dave Sanderson's life?
I think the biggest change in my life has been my worldview. And the reason I say that is I was pretty judgmental pretty much up to then and through then. I made judgments pretty quickly. So, you know, but I started realizing the more I started talking and being out in the public and meeting so many people around the world is I have no basis to judge people because I don't know their backstories. And there was an example on the plane that day that sort of triggered this in my mind. And it was around a lady with a baby and her husband. And I'm like, maybe I don't know their entire backstory of what went down in their family on why it played out that day that way on the plane. But all of a sudden I start thinking, I have no basis to judge anybody. Everybody had to do what they had to do that day based on their core values and working together. So that's probably been my biggest change, is the way I look at things, and I don't judge people right now. I take everybody at face value until I understand the bigger picture, and allows me to be able to interact with so many more people that I would never, ever been able to interact with.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Dave Sanderson, check out his TEDx talk, also his book, Moments Matter, Miracle on the Hudson. He is involved with the book from 2010, Brace for Impact, with 24 other people that were on the plane. And he is an entrepreneur, a trainer, an author, and a mentor, and he's done a fantastic job on our show today, helping us entrepreneurs to be able to, no matter what you encounter in life, when you are called to stand up, only you know when that is, will you have the courage? Will you be ready? And it's guys like Dave that we'll have on this show, folks that have done it in life, that I consider the champions. Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. You guys are all champions. We'll see you next week right here on Entrepreneur Radio.